Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Great Bear Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GTBAF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Chris Taylor. And Chris, we're following up on a news release that came out earlier this week, October 25th. The title says Great Bear reports 95.2% to 99.2% gold recoveries in preliminary LP fault metallurgical tests. Gold is free milling and readily soluble at all grades. Now, let's dive into a couple of the nuances here. The first one being the fact that it's all grades across the board. Some of the lower grade and the higher grade all seems to be recoverable and millable at the same process. Take us through the importance of this aspect of this news, please.
I think one of the first points there, Corey, might be that we love our long news release titles. And it's true. Like all the information you need is in that title. And it's incredible. Like we were very impressed. We had expected it. We had taken thousands of observations of visible gold in the core. We have done petrography that we've already told shareholders about and published. And we saw the gold was freely held in the rock. Like there's two ways gold can be in a rock. One of them is really good and one of them is really challenging. And we're on the really good end of the spectrum. And that means basically every rock is made of minerals. When you have gold in a system, the gold can either be inside the minerals, like raisins inside of a bun, or it could be between the minerals, like raisins on the outside of the bun. Well, one of those is way easier to get out. That's when the gold is between the minerals, and that's what we see. That's free milling gold is what they call it, and it's what we've been observing for years now on the project. It's what we saw at the Dixie Limb Zone and the Hinge Zone as well, and now, of course, our big target, the LP Fault, is showing that the gold is very easy to extract from the rock because it's not encapsulated. It's not refractory. It's free milling and readily soluble. And that means, like you said, it should be very easy to get that gold out of the rock. And we expect all the different mineralized zones on the project to be amenable to going through the same types of extraction circuits. And that means in the future, from any potential development scenario, you're looking at way better efficiencies on that operation, which means lower costs, and that generally leads to a more economic type operation. So those are the implications of everything in the title of the news release.
Well, Chris, we were musing offline that a lot of times when a project is going well, if there's some people that want to, take aim at the company and bash the company, they wait for metallurgical work to see, oh, look, there's smelter penalties, or oh, look, it's refractory, or oh, boy, that's going to be a booger. And that's where they drive in their final nail, trying to sink the company. In this case, you guys have passed with flying colors. And in addition to the great recovery rates and the fact that it'll be easier to process, that free milling gold means in a mining scenario, when this project is developed, you could probably do something like a gravity circuit on the front end to knock off some of those raisins that are outside the mineralization first, and then run it through possibly a smaller plant. So from that standpoint, do you see this really helping when you move towards the economic studies?
Yeah, definitely. And Chad, it's a great way to phrase it, because a lot of the time, drill results motivate retail investors. So you and me, I read news releases, I get really excited about that stuff. But it's metallurgy that moves engineers and mine planners. And so metallurgical results at the stage that Great Bear is at now are way more important than just more good drill holes. And this is what we've just published here. It's absolutely exceptional. From an industry standpoint, the recoveries are much higher than normal, and it takes away that concern because now we know everything is amenable to the same stuff. Now, the gravity point you made is super important because our chairman, Mike Kenyon, he was in charge of Detour Lake, as a deposit and a company for many years. At Detour Lake, even though it's very low grade, sub-gram on average, less than a gram, they get very good gravity recoveries for those grades of 20%, sometimes 40% of the gold comes out on a gravity circuit. What we're looking at here with the Dixie project with Great Bear is it looks like gravity could be a really important and really efficient way to get it out because of that free milling gold character. And, you also got to look at it too, like the rock that we're in, the felsic volcanics of the LP fault specifically. specifically, they're less dense. They have lower density than most host rocks for gold in that area. And that means there's a bigger density contrast between the gold itself, which is super dense, and the rock, which is not that dense. And that aids gravity recovery as well. So the free milling and the density contrast are super important. And that means, like you said, at the back end of any sort of future mining, you probably have very significant efficiencies, because we would expect a very good proportion of the gold to come out on gravity. And that's the cheapest way to get gold out of the rock. And that means smaller back end circuit and lower operating costs. All potentially, of course, we still have to go through all those studies, but that's the way it's looking right now.
So, Chris, what are some of the next studies that need to be done here to, I guess, further confirm these recent results?
The further work that we need to do now effectively is gravity circuit recovery, Corey, and that gravity circuit recovery will be underway shortly, and there'll be results published about that in 2022. There's really, because we've done the initial gold recoveries on all the different zones so far, and they've all been good, we don't really need to do a lot more work other than that gravity recovery. Of course, we will continue testing material from all the different permutations of the LP fault and the other zones. I think at this point, all the work that we've done has been very confirmatory. So we'll continue to publish results as they become available, and we expect them all to be very much in line with what we saw so far.
Well, Chris, everything so far is very promising on all this met work and the potential for a mine plan. Just in the mundane world of drill results, which we do love as retail investors and we do like seeing, what is the drilling front looking like? Do you want to recap anything that's happened recently or what the plans are moving forward?
Yeah, the drills right now are doing what we'd call our phase two program, which is some exploratory type work at various targets across the project. And of course, more drilling on the LP fault zone, particularly just down below the shallower drill panel that we had looked at originally from surface to about 450 meters. We're doing some holes now that are in that sort of 600-700 meter depth range. And we're also drilling at the hinge zone and the Dixie Limb zone now again, too. So there'll be drill results steadily all the way through the run up over to Christmas. And the last batch was a few weeks ago, so I would imagine there'll be more in the near future.
Chris, can you give us any more color on some of these newer exploration targets that are being drilled? We haven't really talked much about some of the even more blue sky aspects of this project.
The project's over 20 kilometers long, and most of our work that we've done has been in the middle sort of 5 kilometer area. So the step out kind of drilling, there's other sort of fold closures and mineralized trends that we're aware of on the project that we're testing. And of course, because the entire system is really sitting in this kilometer and a half wide dilatant zone where all these different rock types are getting mineralized. And of course, we have the LP that we've drilled for more than 11 kilometers so far. There's on strike and parallel mineralized trends that we're testing with the drilling right now.
All right, Chris, I also have to ask you in terms of the resource that I know a lot of people are eagerly awaiting. Is that still generally on track?
Yep, I would expect that early next year, just like we've been messaging for months now.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Chris, not much more to cover after this news, but I will post a link below this news or below this interview to that news release so everyone can read over it. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris regarding anything going on at Great Bear, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Chris to address those. Chris, thanks again for your time. We appreciate the update, and please keep in touch on the back of some more news.
Thanks, guys. Talk again soon.